All right, so I'm joined on the line by Sandra Armstrong, the mayor of Mansfield, a Pontefract, to discuss a little bit about the situation currently with the flooding ongoing throughout the Pontiac region. Sandra, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Caleb.
So what can you tell us here on Monday about what's going on?
So we just did an update on our Facebook page, and so we decided to put the level as of today and some other years, like last week on the 20th, then level reach in 2017, 2019, and the forecast for Wednesday, the 3rd of May. So to see, for the people to see the difference, if this forecast on Wednesday reaches 108.40, that's lots of water. Mm. The rain has been affecting this all weekend, and the Lac Coulonge is really swelling up, the Ottawa River, so it could be, the levels are still above the major flooding threshold because of all the readings you could see on the update. But we do ask neighbors and relatives and friends to assist the people at risk. And please contact the office if you are leaving your home to stay elsewhere due to the flood, because it is important for us to know that because of our emergency services. If our fireman needs to go and check the water, that they know there's nobody in the house, so not to look for somebody that's not there. If this goes up to 108.40, then we will have other roads closed. Thomas Lafayette starting at Decay, then another place where Thomas Lafayette has already cut blocked completely with cement blocks, and Chemin Esprit already flooded, Chemin Léonard, Chemin Pearson, and Chemin de la Passe. These are the roads that are normally flooded at the announced levels, and there is already bags filled with sand at the sand pit at 32 Chemin du Lac La Truite. Piles of sand and empty bags have been installed in La Paz and Davidson sectors for the use of those affected. As for the Clunch River is concerned, a second peak is announced, but it is well below the flow rate that reached us on April the 19th. So what I mean with that, on April the 19th, it was 631...
cubic meters?
Yes, cubic meters, thank you.
Nice.
And what they told us today, so what I repeat is the information I get from CEPRO. Everybody can go on that website and check. It should stay under 400. So that's a big difference from 160 from 631. If you find yourself in immediate danger, please do not hesitate to call 911. If you don't have a place to go, call us and let us know. We try to help you.
How would you say this compares, at least for the Ottawa River levels, to the floods in 2017 and 2019?
Well, level reach, like the level reach in 2017 was 108.52 meters, and the forecast for this Wednesday, May the 3rd, is 108.40.
So pretty close, eh?
Yeah, pretty close. But the level in 2019, that was a major flood, was 109.17. So a little bit, you know, we do not want to go there at all.
Okay.
And I would be more secure under 108, but that's the forecast they tell us right now.
Okay. And it's been pretty stable at 108 for the last few days, has it not?
Yes, but I find it still, you know, too high.
Mm-hmm.
Some people right now cannot drive in their yard to get to their cottage or their house. It's very, it stresses people, and I understand that completely. We've been in contact with CEPRO and Hydro-Québec at least twice a day with Hydro. They assure us that the Bryson, Central de Bryson is open and letting as much water as they can out. We do hope that's the truth. We keep on calling them, and that's what we have, like, answers. So.
And so from what I understand, too, from their releases, was that this second peak is sort of the water being let out of the upper levels of the Ottawa River through the reservoirs there?
Yes, Témiscamingue and Rapide. So what they do, like in 2019, I would say that was a flash flood, the all of a sudden we got too much water and we lost, like, I mean, there was no more stopping or nothing. It just went down too fast. And this is not what they promised this year. So what they do is the reservoir were really empty. We saw comments on that, of that on Facebook, because they are still waiting for water from the north to keep it. So they will have to let a little bit of water go down. So before it reaches us, it could be on Wednesday, before it reaches here. So then after that, they can keep more water up there.
And you had mentioned earlier there that there were some roads closed here in your municipality.
Right now, as of today?
Yeah.
Right now, as of today, we have a sector of Tomala 5 mm-hmm. closed down. But Tomala 5 is open in both extremities. Okay. People can go in, but up to a certain point, they'll have to turn around and go back out. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's all our services or emergency service are able to get to those people, no problem. And we have that one in Chemin Leonard that is in bad shape. And we have on the other side of, is that the north Eric, of Terry Fox?
No, that's
because of... Yeah, Le Chute Road on the north of Terry Fox. It's a broken culvert, so that's the three roads right now. But the others could be affected if we do reach 108.40.
Okay, and you said that's Wednesday here, depending on, I guess, the rain?
Yes, and right now, the CEPRO and Hydro, they don't make no more long-term...
Predictions,
thank you.
No worries.
Because of the rain and the weather. So they can't go too far with prediction without knowing every... So they check that every day.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not just the rainfall here. It's the rainfall up the river as well.
Yes, exactly.
The snow melt and that kind of thing.
Yeah, but the snow melt was down to 50% last week. So that, you know, that is sort of, okay, not so bad to handle. But then with all the rain falling, and we do have to remember that mid-April we had temperature up to 30 degrees. So that did not help either.
Sandra, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for giving us a little update here. I'm sure we're going to be in touch over the week as we see what the levels get to. If there's anything else you wanted to mention or let our listeners know, or specifically for your municipality here, I'll give you the last word here.
Well, the main thing is, if please not stay in your home if it's been surrounded by water. If you don't have a place to stay with friends, family, or whatever, please contact us, me personally, or at the office. And we will try to help you as much as we can to find a place. You need any help, any sandbags, you know, you go to 32 Chemin du Lac Lettrit to get sandbags. And good luck, everybody. You are in our prayers and thoughts.
And are you still seeking volunteers there for filling sandbags? Or
We will need volunteer, yes, for sure. We will need them.
So just show up at the sand pit there? Or?
Yes, at the sand pit. They should call the municipality before going up there so we can send one of our guys with the big trucks, because we with our salt truck, what we do is we just put like sand in the truck and then it just goes in the bag. So we need people to tie the bag and just put them on a wood pallet.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for your time, Sandra. Appreciate it.
Thank you.